A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas to everyone. We're going to have a quick Parsha recap. So the Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. This is a kapara for the Chet Egel, and therefore, much of its process corresponds to parts of the Chet Egel. Practically speaking, the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is a completely red cow, once mixed with spring water, have the ability to purify someone or something that became Tamei Meis. The entire procedure is to be done by Kehanim, much of it actually taking place outside Yerushalayim. Miriam passed away in the Midbar, and the Be'er, the rock that provided the Bnei Yisrael with water for 40 years in her Zchus, dried up. The Bnei Yisrael complained about the lack of water. Aaron went to Hashem, and Moshe was instructed to take his staff and speak to the rock, the original Be'er, and was assured that water would come out. He struck the rock instead, and because of this, him and Aaron were punished. They wouldn't be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe then asked the king of Edom to allow Bnei Yisrael to pass through their land on the way to Eretz Yisrael. He promised they would go right through and not cause any trouble. Edom responded with hostilities, so they turned around and circumvented all of Edom. They journeyed on, and then Hashem commanded Moshe to prepare Aaron for his passing. Moshe, Aaron, and Elazar went to the top of the mountain. Moshe dressed Elazar in all the begotten the Kohen Gadol, and as per Moshe's instructions, Aaron entered the cave, lying in the bed he found there, and passed away. When Moshe and Elazar descended without Aaron, the Bnei Yisrael found out that Aaron had died. Everyone mourned him for 30 days. Amalek attacked, Bnei Yisrael davened, and conquered them. As their journeys continued, they complained about the lack of food and water, and decided that the man was no good. Hashem sent snakes to bite them, and many died. They did tshuva, and begged Moshe to ask Hashem to stop the snakes. Hashem commanded Moshe to make a snake and place it on a pole. Moshe made a copper snake on a pole, and behold, whoever looked at the snake was healed. Obviously, it's not the snake that healed them, rather it was the fact that when they were looking upwards to Hashem and relying on him, that's what healed them. They continued journeying on until they reached the land of Emiri, led by Sichon. Once again, the request for peaceful passage through the land was refused, met instead with a large army, and this time, instead of turning around, they fought the Emiri and completely wiped them out, minus the women and children. They occupied the Emiri cities as they continued making their way to Eretz Yisrael. As they approached Bashan, Og, the giant king of Bashan, came to wage war. Hashem assured Moshe not to be afraid. Og has no schosim that will protect him. And Moshe himself slew the giant Og. They wiped out all of Bashan, went on to encamp in the plains of Moav on the bank of the Jordan River, opposite Yericho, as it continued making their way on to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.